At the Metalsa plant in Hopkinsville, Victor Radford is eager to get started on his day's work, helping to make frames for pickup trucks.
I'm on the repair station today, weld repair station. So as the frames come down the line, if there's any weld gaps or porosity, I'll fix it for them and keep on sending it.
Weld gaps or what?
Gaps or porosity, where like little bubbles in the weld from the robots. I'll repair it and keep it going.
Radford arrived at his new career at Metalsa 6 months ago through the Kentucky Farmworker Programs. He's one of about 900 farm workers who have gotten training or new jobs in the past 6 years through the program funded by the U.S. Department of Labor. Radford grew up on a farm in Trigg County, Kentucky.
I always did everything from cutting tobacco to hauling grain.
He was in the Navy for 6 years. Then he worked for Tesla Motors, traveling across the country installing charging stations for electric cars. When he came back to Trigg County, he found the Kentucky Farm Worker Programs through the State Career Center in Hopkinsville. Radford says he likes the way he was able to get on-the-job training and jump right into his new career.
I had some really good instructors, as far as weld instructors. I do a lot of welding. They saw that I had a steady hand, I guess. They put me on weld station, repair stations, and they helped me out a whole lot.
Rob Clark is in charge of hiring for hourly production jobs at Metalsa.
I like working with the Farm Workers Program. It is a great program. We like it because it pays us money, and it also gives them incentives as well.
At the Kentucky Farm Worker Program's office in Bowling Green, Executive Director Vicki Hutchison says on-the-job training is an incentive for those looking for work and for the businesses that take them on.
We can work with any employer, and we place people, and we can pay half their wages from anywhere from 6 weeks to 5 months, depending on how hard that job is to learn.
Hutchison says classroom training is available for some skills. She says some of the farm workers who were retrained last year are examples of the most common choices for a new career.
We had 6 welders, 28 linemen, 1 nurse's aide, and 51 truck drivers.
One of the farm workers who trained as a lineman is 22-year-old Cody Wedding. He works for electrical contractor Davis H. Elliott, and on this day he's at the Evansville office where a crew is unloading copper wire and other material. Wedding says he likes working outdoors, replacing poles and repairing electrical lines, even though at times the job can be unpredictable.
We work in a lot of bad weather. On Hurricane Matthew, we went down there and done a lot of work in North Carolina and South Carolina. Hurricane took out a bunch of power and left everybody with no lights.
And it can be dangerous.
There's no second chances with electric. If you get hit, you can get killed.
Wedding grew up working on his family's 5,000-acre farm in Davis County. He says he realized he wants a future that doesn't depend completely on cattle, grain, beans, and corn.
There was a lot of line work and stuff going in on some of our farms, and I decided it'd be a better paying job and somewhere where I could have a retirement and not have to work until I died, because farming, you don't have a good retirement and all that stuff. So
the State Office for Kentucky Farm Worker Programs has been in Bowling Green for 40 years. The program currently has more than 100 farm workers in the pipeline, getting training and new jobs that will give them a more solid financial foundation and even deeper roots in their Kentucky communities. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.